Hey, what's going on, guys? It's Angel Talamantes, and this is the Man on a Mission podcast. And today, I'm going to talk to you about why K-Swiss is going to start to dominate Nike and Adidas and ASICS and other big shoe brands because of them. They're hedging for the future. And, you know, marketing guru Gary Vaynerchuk and VaynerMedia have them doing some incredible things to hedge for the future, to put them ahead of Nike, Adidas, etc. First, I want to talk about a conversation that I was actually having online. I saw a video come across on Facebook, and it talked about how people are so antisocial because they're always on their phone. People are always on Snapchat and Facebook and Instagram, and they're not paying attention to what's going on. People think that they don't have social skills, and they, you know, ultimately they think they're antisocial, and I think that is completely wrong. And I think we're more social than ever. People who didn't have friends before pre-internet, pre-social media, they didn't have an outlet. They didn't, you know, if they didn't have any friends, there was literally nobody to talk to. But on the internet nowadays, you know, there's communities on Reddit, Twitch for a community of gamers. There's so many outlets for people. We're more social than ever. We have our phones and we're repeatedly checking our phone, and we're on Twitter and making posts on Facebook and showing what we're doing on Instagram. We're more social than ever. So I don't buy that for a second. So first, before I get into why K-Swiss is going to start to be a big impact, have a big impact on the market, I want to talk to you about a conversation that I had with a friend of mine who I'm also in business with. His name is Sam Aldridge. He's a CEO and founder of Vitamin Nutrition. And we were talking about how he wanted to proceed from here. And originally he was talking about getting his own physical store and selling from there. But we had the conversation about e-commerce and bodybuilding.com. And how we came about this was, my wife was a vendor at one of these craft shows, and she was talking to a guy at Vitamin World and Vitamin Shop, and they're going to be going to like an auto ship monthly subscription, and they're going to give you bonuses for buying their stuff online. And that's kind of the direction a lot of things are heading towards. Amazon bought all the Whole Foods because they dominated the online space. And now, if the best way for them to go physical was to buy all Whole Foods, because a lot of Whole Foods are located in rich suburbs around the country. So Sam and I were talking, and I was trying to tell him that that isn't the best way to hedge for the future, because the future of the supplement industry of selling is going to be online. So you want to start with your foundation there. In fact, I think only 1 in 5 transactions right now are online. So even though people think e-commerce is really blowing up, still only 1 in 5 transactions made online, and that number is going to go drastically. So there's going to be a great deal of market share to be gained from starting your foundation online and moving forward. So in the case of K-Swiss, they're doing it right. They downsized, and they're selling everything online. They're not really with any retail stores like Nike and Adidas. So let's say Adidas, Nike, and K-Swiss all get their shoes made for maybe 10 cents or 15 cents. What Nike does is sells it to Kohl's and all these other, you know, Foot Locker and all these other shoe places for, say, $40. So they make $35 for $40 in revenue by selling it to a retail store. And then the retail store makes $40 on top of that for selling it in their store. What K-Swiss is doing is getting their product for 10 cents and selling it direct to consumer. They're cutting out the middleman. So they sell it for 10 cents and sell their shoes for $90 or $95, and they make $90 in profit. So they only have to sell one shoe, as compared to Nike and Adidas have to sell double the shoes to retail stores to make the same amount of money as them. And that's hedging for the future, because they're doing everything on e-commerce. They're running Facebook ads, Instagram ads, YouTube ads, Google AdWords, and they're getting people pixeled. And that's causing people to get followed around by K-Swiss for pennies on the dollar, as compared to Nike just selling them to retail stores. So they only have to sell one pair of shoes to Nike and Adidas, two pairs of shoes. And what they're doing is hedging for the future. So when Nike and Adidas realize that Sears and all these physical stores are going out of business, They're going to realize that they're not going to be able to sell to as many stores because people aren't going to buy as much physically. So they're going to have to step up their e-commerce game and really run Facebook ads and YouTube ads and all the things that K-Swiss is already doing. So in the next, you know, 2, 3, 5 years, K-Swiss is going to have the foundation already set. And they're going to be way ahead of the game. So I just wanted to talk to you guys about why you guys should hedge for the future, why you guys should be thinking about the long-term game rather than the short-term game. Because right now, sure, Nike and Adidas are selling a ton to a lot of the retail stores and making money, but right now, K-Swiss is making double the margin and only having to sell half the product, and they're hedging for the future, and by the time that future comes to fruition, they're going to be 5 years foundationally established and way ahead of the game. So this has been the Man on a Mission podcast. If you guys want to connect with me personally, I'm on Instagram at Angel Telemontis Live. You can connect with my business page at ClickLeads Local. And if you're not subscribed yet, you can subscribe on Apple Podcast or Google Play Music. So until tomorrow, guys, I'll talk to you later. I love you. Thank you for listening.